Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There we go.
That's better. Now we're in. Evening, everyone. Welcome. Not expecting a huge turnout tonight because it's the football. 32. I said 30. I reckon we'll get about 35. Quality people. This is your haven away from the football. Saying that, my two boys are in there watching it. Any goals yet?
No.
They will be coming in and giving us updates throughout the match. So
an expert commentary.
So there'll be some of that. Oh, we're down to 14 viewers all of a sudden.
They just remembered. Sorry about that, guys.
Scroll down. Hang on. Scroll up. Let's see how many we've got there on the thing. Why doesn't it say? 20. Oh, we got 20. We had 35. It went down to 20. That's absolutely fine. Send a little Patreon message out.
That's what I'm going to do.
Letting people know that we are here. So it's a nice chilled stream tonight. We're not expecting big crowds, and that's okay. If you are listening back to this on the podcast or you're watching this back, you are welcome. I should remind you, if you are a Patreon, you have access to hundreds of hours. Oh, Paul's on twice, bugger. Hundreds of hours of these videos. If you go through the schedule on the Patreon, you have a look. All of these videos, are up. All of them get turned into podcasts as well. So go and fill your boots. If you're not here and you come back later on, I hope you enjoyed. Hope you enjoyed the match. We will be recreating the match because I thought today this is nice and chilled. UK Retro Chat says I'm watching live from my bath. Please don't electrocute yourself. When I was a kid. I would say about 12. Yeah, we were allowed to take the black and white portable into the bathroom to have a bath and watch Happy Days.
Wouldn't the steam get to the back of it?
Yeah, thinking about it, yeah, probably. It's really, really stupid. I've had to buy a new stand fan for a heater for like 60 quid because you saw the one, the one I used to have down here.
Yes,
I took it upstairs the other day. And it blew a fuse. And I thought it's because I didn't have the plug in properly. So I tried it again and it was fine. And and then it blew the fuse again. So I don't know what's happened to that. That's going in the bin. Here's my rule. If something blows a fuse twice, it's out. And it blew the fuse in the extension lead. So I have to buy some more fuses. I'd spend £1.80 for all these fuses. I only wanted one. That's why you don't get hardware stores anymore, because I would just go in and buy a fuse for 12 pence. And I had to keep coming down and flicking the... I like flicking the fuse box, because it makes me feel like I know what I'm doing.
What?
It's a satisfying... And it's great. Isn't it fun when it goes... You put it... G-dung, fr-dung, g-dung, fr-dung, g-dung, dung, dung, fr-dung.
Do you like these chips?
Sorry?
Do you like the chips?
I would not like the chips, thank you very much. Could you scrape them into the bin?
Yeah.
And put that in the dishwasher, please. Are there any goals yet?
No.
Okay. Fuses, take them from Jack FM. Well, I do go in and charge my telephone and my heated fleece at Jack FM.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I do. I really do. 42, I wasn't expecting that. I don't know if Jimbo's here. Those chips, Jimbo, come from HelloFresh.
Yes, I want to get mine, but every time I did it on my phone, it kept diverting me to the one where you have to pay money.
Doing it on the phone, it's a little bit, because I paid for one. I haven't used the free one that Jimbo gave me. I paid for one, and then I wanted to cancel the paid thing, and it was a little bit, glitchy.
Uh-oh.
Boys, your mum's just texted. She says, boys, the football is on.
So we're watching it.
Well, you message her.
Okay.
Thank you. Mine cost £60, Roger. I wonder if it's the same one. Mine was a sponsored ad on Amazon, but it had really good reviews. So I don't want the torch on. I just want to turn this do not disturb on.
I'm just getting some HelloFresh.
I'll be doing it. We'll get the link. If you fancy HelloFresh, I might as well do an advert for it because I really enjoyed it. Our friend Jimbo, if anyone's got Jimbo's link, could you post it? He's getting a little kickback on it, right? So you can sign up. You get 50% off the first box. And I think it's 25 or 30% off the next two. I cancelled after the first box because I just wanted to try it. But you've put the code in.
Yeah, okay.
But you've put the code in, so it'll be free.
Let's see.
That's what you're... So that's how much it will cost.
Okay.
There you go. Look, you're just paying for the postage.
Beautiful. Thanks, Jimbo.
Jimbo's given us a free one. Joe's ordered burgers, sea bass and spaghetti with bacon. We just did the burgers. Pork and potato burgers. I'll ask Jim to send me the link. Because honestly, we don't get a kickback from it, right? But can you... we might as well put it in because it's really, really... good. Hang on, Jimbo. Jimbo, you piece of trash. It's going to be a very, very chilled show. My boy's playing bass guitar. He taught himself bass guitar and we played Louie Louie and we played Miles from Budapest. Can you email your HelloFresh link as we are plugging it? There we go. I think we've ordered the same one. Oh, there's the link. No, that's the link for Jimbo. We want the link for the HelloFresh. That's it, Caterfer. Thank you. So if you click on that, got it. He gets a little kickback. We don't. So he gave us a free code, and then when I bought mine, I got three free codes.
Did you?
Yeah. So
not for you to use though. To give away.
To give away. So the first box half price. And then I cancelled it. As long as you get delivery of the first box, you can cancel it and Jimbo gets his money. So my box, I think it cost like £15 and I got three meals. The boys have just had their burgers. The boys are fussy eaters.
Yeah.
And I'm making it thinking, they ain't going to eat this. They ain't going to eat this. And they did. I struggle with that bloody oven. 4.5 years I've been here and I cannot work out that arga. So I finished it off in the air fryer. I should have done it all in the air fryer. There's the link. Click on that if you think it's really, really good food. I got three meals for £15. I'm going to cook you dinner tomorrow night from one of them. And it's dead, dead simple. So I would thoroughly recommend. And if you're like me, you get three free codes with it as well, which was nuts. So you just give them out as a Christmas present, don't you? Joe, that was your Christmas present, I should say. So go and have some of that. I really, really enjoyed it. Ian, nice to see you. We got 48 people.
That's incredible.
Right, we should be putting on a show. We will. So, I will tell you... All right. So, last night, Catherine and I went out. And I will say where we went, actually, because I don't feel it's breaking confidence. No names, no pack drill, though. We went to a dinner for the victims of Alex Belfield. And what you're not going to say what happened there because it's private and I don't want to break any confidences. It was lovely. First of all, it was Thanksgiving food. That mushy sweet corn.
Yeah, cream corn, I think it's called.
Cream corn. That was my nickname at school. It was lovely. It was lovely. And it's one of those tables where you can spin it.
Had a Lazy Susan in the middle.
Don't be so rude about her. She seemed like a very active young lady. What I will say, right, people, with all these people, I didn't know, Jeremy Vine was there, obviously, right, is the obvious one. I'd met him once as an interview and we'd exchanged a few DMs, okay? He's always been very generous to me. You know the reason we got the gig on Twitch was him.
Yeah, because he mentioned you.
Yeah, when I lost my gig on Talk, Jeremy Vine tweeted, oh, it's a real shame Ian's lost his gig. I hope he gets back on the air soon. And Twitch saw that. And that's why they approached me about doing the show on there. So I owe him a year's worth of work, basically. Did Liz mention it on her Facebook? Okay, so some people have mentioned it outright. Okay, well, that's fine. So we had a lovely meal, and we didn't know these people. And what was terrible to start with, but then great, we had places. So you were sat on the other side of the table.
Mm-hmm.
We were sat next to people that we didn't know. And it was great. So I'm listening to the football. And it was really, really nice. And then there was a moment where we talked about why we were there. Do you know what I came away from that thinking, Catherine? There are some really, really nice people out in the world.
Yeah.
There are some really decent, lovely, wonderful, kind people out there. And we were lucky enough to spend an evening with a room full of them.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I came away, this born out of something so horrible. And boy, oh boy, my story, it turns out, is nothing compared to some of the others. Born out of something so horrible was this wonderful evening of support, of laughter, of some tears, of people being incredibly emotionally vulnerable. But then everyone hugging.
Yeah, I noticed that. We kind of came in and the first few people were sort of shaking hands, yeah. And then everyone was like, give us a hug. And by the end, it was like we were old friends, wasn't it?
One of the people that was there, her husband,
yeah,
came in and I saw him and Jeremy Vine were holding a David Bowie record. So it's a record. So I looked over, he went, Ian, can I just say, you had a guy on with a book about George Harrison. If you ever talk to him again, tell him it was really good. And by the way, here's this. He bought me a Paul McCartney album because he knew I liked it.
Yeah.
And because he knew I was going to be there and he knew the reason we were going to be there. He bought me a Paul McCartney album.
He's really sweet.
Guy I'd never met before. I'm getting emotional. And I said, oh my God, that is so thoughtful. That is beyond thoughtful.
Yeah.
That was one of the most, I need to get a message to him. That is one of the most thoughtful things ever, an evening that was so charged with emotion. Oh, it was wonderful, wasn't it?
Yeah, because we were, the emotion about going was mixed, wasn't it? It was the end of a very long day for you, for example.
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah.
We didn't know what it was going to be like. And these are people we don't really know. And it was just, within about 10 minutes, we all knew we were going to be fine.
Totally in. And it was, it wasn't press to play, Dave. This will make you chuckle. It was Paul is Live, which is a much maligned live album where he spoofs the Abbey Road cover, 58 If. But I really, really like that album and I don't have it on CD. So I was absolutely thrilled to get it. What a generous gesture. And honestly, I came away full of hope that actually, I think we might win. When I say we, I mean the good people. I think the good people might win. This guy, it was day 70. And this guy is still in prison.
Yeah.
He would have been lights out. As the time we were leaving, he would have been lights out. And we were there, people drinking, eating, laughing, hugging, exchanging stories. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. There was, of course, a load of gossip that we can't share. There were some really interesting people there that I'm not prepared to share.
Here's the thing.
I felt very special and very loved there.
Part of the really shit thing about that case was that everyone thought they were going through it on their own. And there are more people out there who have more parts of the puzzle, but we put quite a bit of it together last night around that table, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah. So I came away optimistic and thinking, I think we might win. I think we might win. There's lots of battles, and sometimes you lose some of the battles, and you're rushing forward, and you lose a battle, and you get knocked back a few steps. Then you might lose the next battle, and you get knocked back a bit, and then you win a really, really big battle, and you're closer to the other side.
Yeah.
And I think we're winning.
Hold up. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think we're winning. And I was there last night. And that's why, if you heard the show this morning, the show was full of vim and vigor, partly because I didn't get much sleep. I got to bed about 11:30 last night, Catherine. You know, on a work night when I'm up at 5:30, I don't like that.
But I also know
you
that,
got that later
I also know, yeah, I also know the anxiety inducing nature of that kind of late night when you're up at stupid o'clock in the morning. Just from the moment you realise that that's what's going to happen, you start to feel knackered.
Because I was going to leave there early, but I thought, you know what, this is such a unique evening. I'm sticking around. I think people started leaving when we were leaving anyway.
Yeah.
But I was pumped for the show this morning. Steph was there.
Yeah.
I can't remember her last name.
Hurst.
Stephanie Hurst was there. Who, again, I'd walked past her once at Talk when she was on James's show. Proper radio geek.
Yeah.
Built a proper studio in her house.
She was that 12-year-old kid who knew that that's what she wanted to do
And I was sat next to her all night, and I absolutely fell in love with her. And I must send her a text saying how lovely it was. And she's the one that inspired me this morning to go, right, radio is a privilege to be here. I may not be here, you know, I may not be here next year in terms of on the radio show. I might get the boot. I might decide to walk, whatever. I probably won't decide to walk because the money's really helpful. But I might get the boot. So do you know what? And I'm trying to do this thing that Kath reminded me of, treat every show like it's your last. And it's hard to do that sometimes. But it's like, right, I may never get another chance at this. This might be my last ever gig on the radio. Fuck it. Let's go for it. Let's see what we can do. And that's why it was exciting this morning. I thought it was really, really funny. It was absolutely filthy, but just that right frequency so kids couldn't hear it. Full of ideas. I filmed a little video for the Facebook channel talking to the people that have left, saying, well, you come back and give it another shot because it's a little bit different now. It's a bit more music. It's a bit less shouty. Come back and give it another go if you fancy. The idea of doing it in someone's house, you know, all of this stuff that we've done before as well. Fuck it, let's do the best show we can. Let's try and get as many people listening as we can. That's why I was saying download the app, and loads of you did. And it was all inspired by her enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I fell out of love with radio towards the end of Talk, certainly the last 2 years. Got 57 people, what's going on? Fell out of love with radio. And I'm still not really in love with it. But she reminded me that I did used to be in love with it, that I'm really good at it, and that if the station aren't going to do the publicity, then I've got to do it.
Yeah.
All right, fine. We'll give it a go. We'll throw everything at it. What a night last night. What a night. It's so optimistic. Out of this thing, look forward to Magic Stew's reply to that. He's the guy that slags it up all the time.
We also saw the craziest shop you've ever
life. I talked about this on the show, but my God, let me see if I can find the logo. Go on, do you talk to them about it? Oh, look, I'm just looking at Universal Studios in Japan, right.
So we were walking along to this restaurant, and it was it was kind of off
a
parade of shops,
oh
right?
Oh, my God!
So we're walking past the usual kind of suspects, you know, some dress shops, you know, other cafes, Wagamamas, all that kind of stuff. And then we saw a kind of hastily put together and obviously shonky sign.
And it was completely in the Toys R Us.
It looked like Toys R Us, but it didn't say Toys R Us. It said Felt R Us. And it felt R they.
That's
it turns
a giant
out.
Felt police car, but you weren't allowed to touch it.
It's just made out of felt.
Those cars are made
it?
Out of.
Or is
this
it?
Is it.
Look, maybe that's why you can't touch it.
Everything in the shop.
See all the Ritz crackers there? Felt.
Felt. Cones, the cones. Felt.
The Frosties.
Felt.
Felt. And you think, oh, well, that's a fun idea. Or maybe I'll buy something just for a laugh.
We looked at the felt sausage, a string of felt sausages.
For your Christmas tree.
Eight sausages
red,
on the string.
Red sausages with cute little sort of kawaii eyes on them, right? Oh, that's a bit of fun. Maybe you could put one of those on the Christmas tree. Let's see how much they are. 40
quid!
Quid!
3 for 100. Oh, she's an artist. Okay, hang on.
Festive pop-up felt superstar. Ah, this puts another perspective on things, doesn't it? She's not made them all by hand, surely.
No, she bloody well hasn't. Okay, so it's kind of an art installation. Okay. We thought it was like those sweet shops where...
you know, a front for organised crime, that yeah. kind of vibe.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's the logo. There's the logo! I can't make it any bigger, can I? Look at yes. the logo! That's the logo! That's the shop we went in last night. The sausages are just over there.
Yes. In fact, you can see the sausages there. See that sort of red peeping behind the white Christmas tree?
There it is. There's a sausage there. Look at that! We went in! I was too scared to go to the back of the shop. There's a sign on the police car saying, do not touch. Do not touch.
Ironically, they didn't want us to felt it.
Yeah, it was something else.
It was something else. Now I feel bad about poo-pooing it.
No, it was fucking expensive for felt sausages.
But it's art. What price art?
Well, it turns out...
40 quid.
40 quid for a load of felt sausages. That's yeah. the price.
Yeah.
Oh, by the same artist... Oh, I went to a pharmacy recently. Everything was made of felt. By the same artist, all handmade. John says, do their bag say I got felt? The cop in that car with the buzz. John, you're going to get a timeout in a minute, mate. You're going to get a timeout. Who heard... Alan Bezzett call this morning. I played it on the radio.
I know, I heard it.
I don't care. So Alan Bezzett has been rubbish recently because there's not been many calls. His time is up. When people fill in his slot, there are a lot of calls. He doesn't get very many.
Tester, I'm Laura Crump.
Calls. So we listened to a bit of it last night. Just ordered HelloFresh, Alistair. Nice one. So we listened to it. It was Sundays. On the way there, we were talking over it. And you know he has the caller Trevor. Oh, I don't know
I'll do it.
Fidgery fancies Trevor.
Yeah. So.
He's a dull, dull man. But Alan Bezzett seems to find him hilarious and fascinating.
Alan indulges him a lot. They get on very, very well, right? And it's really boring, dull calls. But then there was this call after a really boring story about Lisa Stansfield and Gracie Fields.
In the 40s, I think. Soul singer. Not related.
Not a great end to that story.
I know, it's a bad ending to the story, but it's still
listen
a story.
Listen to this call.
I'll do Susan.
Hello, Alan.
Hi.
How are you?
First
Hello.
Of all, that's just a noise. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Alan.
Don't really have many vowels in
Hello,
this
Alan.
Song, do they?
I've been egged on to ring you.
Okay.
See if you're gay with Trevor.
She's been egged on to ring you. See if you're gay with Trevor.
Oh, we're egged on to ring you. See if you're gay with Trevor.
I know, it's a bad ending to the story, but it's still a story. I'll do Susan.
His response is brilliant.
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
I've been egged on to ring you.
Okay.
See if you're gay with Trevor, because... You seem to take longer with him like you do with everybody else.
I mean, the second part is true.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I don't understand the original question, but he talks about things.
I know, but you do go on about him. Was all about him.
Well, and?
Well, it's putting the impression off that you gave to people.
Gave to people.
We didn't get this far very often because we just kept flicking it back.
Well, I don't mind if I've given that impression. You seem to have gone silent.
Yeah, she thought she'd be caught off by now, didn't she?
Well, maybe you've just gone. Fair enough. I'll do Jacqueline.
It's
about things. Okay. Brilliant soul singer. Not related. I know, it's a bad ending to the story, but it's still a story. I'll do Susan.
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
I've been egged on to ring you.
Okay.
See if you're gay with Trevor.
It's the with that does it.
Yeah.
Because we kept repeating it after, but we kept saying gay for, and then you went, no, it's with. Are you gay with Trevor? So they meet up and they're gay together.
Yes. I don't know what one would do in that scenario, but Susan seems to think it involves chatting.
It won't be a cryptic crossword, it'll be a cryptic cockword.
Are you gay with him? It's the only reason why you talk to someone for a long time, isn't it?
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.